Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. And, you know, everybody's aware about the up-and-coming election, and it looks like it's going to be between Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden, unless something drastically changes. But and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. The President of the United States should do a lot more to protect disadvantaged and disabled people. Now, there's a lot of money put into that, but the big problem is that the money is not used in the right way. So many different aspects to that. You hear us talk about it all the time. Now, how can a president serve and think that he's doing a great job when a guide dog school can kill a guide dog, get away with it, refuse to be licensed and regulated? Now, that's a horrible blow to the disabled community. And a lot of people don't want to look at that. They don't want to accept that because they're afraid of it, you know, and especially if you have a service dog or you need a service dog. Are you afraid of it? And rightfully so, because you have no rights in dealing with the schools. It's really ironic because they pass laws that you have rights with the public when you have a guide dog, you know, public accommodation and all that. But with the schools, the people that collect the money and are supposed to train the dog for you and see that you get one and you have no rights, and they really make up the rules as they go along, because there's no set law, there's no set rules, there's no and the rules are only administered and trolled by the school. Now, how can that be? If an agency, a service dog school, raises $100,000 to train a dog, and let's say they train the dog, argument's sake, right? They train the dog, raise all that money, and the person needing the service dog is on a waiting list. Could be 9 months, could be longer. And they decide that person is not going to get their dog. Now, that's a one-sided decision. You know, there's no regulations, there's no law, there's no protection. The President of the United States should do something about that. It's a serious, serious thing. And in the case of Milton, it's even worse. Not only did they kill Michelle's dog, the blind woman, they're refusing to give her another one and to help her. How can any president in this country allow that to happen and still expect the disabled community cannot go along and respect a president that allows this to happen? It's a horrible, horrible thing. These schools should be licensed. They should be regulated. The worst criminal is guaranteed a hearing and a day in court. But a blind woman whose guide dog is killed is not. And killed by the school. The trainer who got off with a slap on the wrist. So you talk about protection. and how the commander-in-chief should endorse protection, should insist upon it. And the government has leverage. They have leverage. Every school, every registered school that trains service dog must have a federal ID number. There's the leverage from the government. They have a tax exempt. Schools have a tax exempt status.
Frank.
So in the mind of Inner Sight, and I'm sure in the minds of many other people and probably other organizations, I know our Independent Living Center here agrees that the president is not protecting people the way he should. And of course the example of Milton is only one example. What about all the other issues? Many of them safety issues.
Oh, yeah.
I got a call today from a woman, a blind woman in Montana. And she's having trouble because she can't read the traffic lights out there in Montana. She said the light doesn't instruct her, doesn't say what street, it doesn't say count down how many minutes, seconds you have to cross, or tell you what street you're crossing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fixture, a light, and all it does is beep. And she says, I don't know what the beep means. One beep, two beeps, you know.
Mm.
And you know the big problem there is, and there it is again, the president not protecting us. It's a federal regulation that every traffic light must be accessible, and that includes everyone. But there's no enforcement on the ADA. You can't. You don't have enforcement. You don't have the agencies saying, "Hey, people can't read this light in the community, trying to cross the street or whatever." Either you fix it within a certain amount of days. It shouldn't take months and months and months. It took me 4 years to get one of these damn lights put up that accessible pedestrian signal. So the agency should have the power to say, hey, the government must protect the people. And I believe it lies right at the president's door.
Frank?
Because he has the power to change these things, to enforce it, whether through an executive order or any other way. So, Mr. President, protect all the people. Yeah, what is it?
Okay. We have one caller I talked to you about earlier, and then we have another caller, and that's Danny.
All right. And, you know, it's got to fall right at the door of the White House and the president, you know, right at the top of the government. Because all this other stuff, you know, calling people and advocating and all that, we shouldn't have to do that. We should have the same protection everybody else has. Let's take a phone call. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. We have a phone call. Hello. You're on Inner Sight Live. Hello. All right.
I don't know.
Caller, are you there?
Oh, he hung up.
All right.
Okay, next caller.
If you'd like.
He hung up, too.
If you'd like to call in, just call in and listen to the prompts, and if you want to talk, you can do that, or if you just want to listen, it's cool. Inner Sight, And brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, good friends of Inner Sight, and I thank them once again for sending another box of dog food to my dog. Thank you so much for that salmon. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. And we really appreciate her help and caring. So if you want to get the email, enter the email on the Big East, that is Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Or check that out, and you can send an email. Go to the website and see all the beautiful Akitas and the rescue efforts and the big difference that the Akita Rescue makes. 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my friends over there, Tom and Michelle, where you can see a presence of Milton, the guide dog, the pictures and a beautiful painting, as I'm recalling. Shelby's Kitchen, the catering store, 631-286-0444, 286-0444, 631 for catering. And if anyone would like to help bring about a day for Milton to create awareness that the president should advocate for the safety and bring it about and bring people together, Day for Milton, we did one last May. We'd be happy to direct anyone who wanted to put together a Day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. All right, so call our hotline, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, or you can send us an email, Inner Sight, 1621620. @gmail.com, a day for Milton. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape and have some fun? Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, and learn how to get yourself the Third Eye Insight. You can probably find them on the web. We're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters that we watch out for. Go an extra mile for a child. That's what Inner Sight believes. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, one of our friends here in Islip, New York. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank them for their help and for believing in Inner Sight. Islip Cleaners has donated to keep the show on the air. Thank you very much. And our good friends at Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we thank you for purchasing time for Silo, for being, advertising Silo, 631-880-7929. I'll give you that number again in a little bit. And we're working with them on putting together the first news conference that I know of with the solution to the nursing home. We're going to give the world the solution,
Frank.
How to do and how the solution would benefit everyone,
mm-hmm.
Not just the residents in the nursing home. It goes above and beyond that. So that's coming up by the end of April. We had to move it because Silo had some other commitments. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. This is Inner Sight. We're advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. All right, why don't we run the, put the ABLE News up.
I was just going to ask you, you read my mind. Here it goes.
Yeah, put it up there. ABLE News.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how the President of the United States should do a lot more to protect the disabled. And that would include thousands and thousands of people currently in homeless situations and in homeless shelters. The system obviously does not work the way it should. The money is there. There's plenty of money there for the homeless. But the law does not allow the agencies to help raise money to get people out of a homeless situation. Now, let me give you an example of what I would like to see. The Commission for the Blind in every state. There's some kind of there's a Commission for the Blind, or they may call it something else in different states. I think in Montana they call it association or whatever they call it. Why is it that that agency does not have a fund to help blind people? And I'm talking about blind people now, visually impaired people. In other words, people that they're allowed to help. Why is it President of the United States does not order the Commission for the Blind and related agencies to raise money to get any blind people who are on the verge of being homeless or who are homeless help so that they're not homeless? Now, if a person is a substance abuser and they belong in jail or whatever, that's a different story. But I'm talking about the people who are legitimate, who for one reason or another fell behind on their rent and wound up in a homeless shelter. And it's more dangerous for somebody who's blind to be in a homeless shelter, because there's people who prey on that, who take advantage of that. We all know that, especially in a shelter where you know, it's easy to steal from somebody or deceive them in some way. So there's an example of President could flex his muscles and do something about it. And do something about it in a way where the government doesn't have to spend more money. Let these agencies help. Let them do it as a fundraiser. They can make money on it. You see, we have the idea, give people an incentive to do it, because they can use it to raise money. As far as I know, there's nothing like that country where any agency for the blind, talking about the blind now, is allowed to raise money to help someone who is going to be homeless or who is homeless, you know, to get them back on their feet and to advocate for better laws so that people don't have to become homeless. Now take that and pass it on to the nursing home situation. How many people this year alone, how many people in the last 5 years, let's say, have gone into nursing homes causing other people, their relatives, friends, companions, to be homeless because mm-hmm. they lost the income to pay the rent. And there you have it again. Where are the agencies? Why aren't they legislated to help in a situation like that? The President of the United States must immediately present legislation. And I know he has the power because I just heard the other day how he was going to veto some bill, something about the TikTok stuff that they're fighting over. So this is what needs to be done. And it should be done because we're not out here asking the government for more money. We're asking the government to allow the agencies to raise the money and put up half the money, of course. The government must always put up half. They owe us that. But that would save them a lot of money if the agencies were allowed to come in and say, hey, we're going to help you so you don't have to be homeless. And get back on your feet. So, yeah, there it is. And it goes all the way down the line. You know, now we have the Americans with Disability Act, 822, by the way, New York, inner sight. We have the ADA. And we have, Inner Sight has attempted with our congressman to get that ADA amended. And we were told, and I believe we were lied to, we were told that, oh, I'm going to have my legislators look at it. We're going to see where we can amend it, where we can do fix it. And we were told that, and then absolutely nothing happened. So Inner Sight has been there directly. We did the same thing with the state senator, the head state senator, Phil Boyle, when he was in. Same thing. Tried to get him to license the service dog schools on a state level. Nothing. I mean, they didn't even draft the damn law. How do you know the law is not going to pass if you don't draft it? You know, if they would have drafted the law, we would have had a chance to bring it to people and say, hey, you know, to get enough people to endorse it. But we didn't even have that chance. They don't even give us that chance. The same way that the guide dog school doesn't give a person a chance who's denied a dog to a day in court. We were treated the same way by the New York State Senate on both levels, Republican and Democrat. So this is why we're in this situation, because the President of the United States has not taken the lead, puts it on us. He makes it so that we have to change these things. We shouldn't have to do that. Nobody who's able-bodied has to do it. It's there for them. All the basic stuff is there. But when you're disabled, they put it on you. And that's why the situation has worsened. When a multi-million dollar agency can kill a guide dog and get away with it, to me, we're going worse. We're going downhill. ADA and everything. We've gotten worse in the last year, in my mind. When somebody can kill a guide dog like that and get away with it, and the states don't even come in and say, listen, this is horrible. We insist that you become licensed. Nobody has done that. The only thing we got from the politician was a proclamation for Milton. And thank you, Ed Romaine, for that. At least he, you know. But with the death of Milton, we're going down. That's horrible. Progress. It wipes out 50 years of progress, in my mind. Any progress that you count with the ADA has been wiped out with the death of Milton. Because the ADA doesn't do a damn thing to protect a blind woman to get another guide dog. So there it is. And we tried to get Congress to amend it. What the hell are the big agencies doing? Lighthouse and all the others. They're not doing a damn thing about it. And they wouldn't join us on it. We had Eyewitness News called me and said, call these agencies and see if they'll join you in trying to license the school. We called them all. They didn't do a damn thing. So, Mr. President, the ball's in your court. You know, liberate us. Start with the horrible death of a guide dog. Or start with the nursing homes. Whatever way you want to start. The 42 million of us who have no protection. No protection. When I can walk down the street and I can't read a sign, that's no protection. Everybody else can read it. But not a blind person. All right, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Do you believe that the president should do more to protect us? We'd like to hear your opinion if you're out there listening.
I have an opinion.
Inner sight. All right.
Well, I do feel they should be protecting the disabled. And not only that, they should take it a step further. If somebody has, you know, a dog that's succumbed to the heat, I feel that they should be punished stronger for what they did. But that's not what happened. And that bothered me for a couple of days. I'm like, how could they have not, you know? Then what came to my mind was, oh, they don't care. Oops, I forgot totally. Yeah. And then, of course, a couple times I cried over it because it's a dog. It's a beautiful, beautiful dog, and this is what they did to it. Mm-mm.
Well, we've said it many times. They got the wrong people in these jobs.
Yeah.
You know, if it was the right person, something would be done about it.
Oh, yeah.
Number one,
they
would make sure that Michelle was offered another dog.
Yep.
If they cared. I'm sorry, well, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No, I said that when I found out about it, believe it or not, I cried. Because it was so horrendous about what they did. Ooh. They don't even allow you. This has been all over the news in hot weather and in hot situations. Like, say, something broke down in the building or whatever, and they had to shut off all the electricity. All this stuff people know not to shake their child, not to, you know, leave them in a hot car. So that same thing applies to a guide dog that acts as your eyes, I believe. You know, I don't know.
Well, it falls at the president's door.
Sure does.
If you're going to allow this to go unsolved, to be this way, to not regulate schools that raise millions of dollars and are not licensed and give people no say, no rights. We've been talking about this for years.
Oh, yeah.
We've been warning people that something like this could happen. And now there it is.
It happened.
You know, because there's no regulations. Nobody checked to make sure where that Milton was accounted for. There's no regs on it.
No.
So, Mr. President, you want people to vote for you? You want people to believe that you care about everybody? Why should people vote for you, Mr. Biden, if you have a solution here? And I know that people listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a solution here that doesn't cost you anything, and you still won't do it, there's something wrong with that, you know. And part of it is they're believing the people who don't live it.
That's right.
That's what it is. You know, the people who don't live it over us. The woman who killed Milton was not blind.
No.
I venture to say that if she was blind, she would have done a hell of a better job.
I agree.
Damn right.
We've been asking for that a long time, Frank. Remember, we need blind trainers. We need so they know what's
Ooh.
Going on. And we haven't gotten anything.
Hmm. Well, you know, because, again, there's no law. There's no regs.
Yeah. There's no
part of regulations would be, and you must hire a blind guide dog trainer who's qualified.
Right.
You know, they don't have that.
Nope.
All because there's no law.
Yeah.
No regulations.
I see that all the time. You remember what they did to me. They asked for money. I'm like, I'm barely scraping by, and they're asking for money. You know, I bet you they
do that to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I should have never gave them my email address.
So there you have it, Mr. President. And, you know, and we're talking to also not only to Mr. Biden, but Mr. Trump, who wants to be back in there. You know. To appeal to Mr. Trump as a businessman. That's really what he is. To save money for the government. Allow these agencies to be a part of our lives and to raise money so that the government doesn't have to put up all that money, and we don't have to be controlled.
Yeah.
As a business proposition, Mr. Trump ought to take a look at that and protect us.
Yeah.
In a way that we've never been protected before. And you have all these agencies, all kinds of disability. You got mental health, you got the blind, you got the deaf, palsy, you got all kinds of the wheelchair, mm-hmm. the spinal cord,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the veterans that are disabled. Look at all those agencies could be helping. You know the money they could raise if they were allowed to do it. And then you got all the independent living centers.
Oh, yeah.
We could solve the problem in this country for the disabled if these agencies were all allowed to raise money and to help people. It would solve the problem tremendously. I'm not saying it would be perfect or nothing perfect, but it would definitely make a big difference to legislate these agencies. I'm talking about all the agencies to raise money, agencies for the aging and everybody. What a difference it would make. So there's a job for a task for the president to do. Pass an executive order like that. Do it now. Do it now and spell it out, and I guarantee you it'll bring you millions of votes, and you won't have to spend any money to get them. Just bring about a beautiful change in the way these agencies operate. All right, Inner Sight, and let's see. Tomorrow night, the Funnies, don't forget. We got the Funnies tomorrow night. We're going to goof off and have some fun. Do a couple of imitations, and we'll have some maybe some dialogue from some different comedians, past and present. How about some of the current comics? Who's current right now? Yeah, we got to find out who is currently out there playing the circuit. Maybe we could get an excerpt on. So we'll check that out. I don't know any names. I don't know any of the
current comedians.
The current ones. I'm sure there's.
I'd have to look around.
Yeah.
Mhm.
All right. Inner Sight. 213-816-1650, and talking about how the President of the United States needs to do a lot more to protect us. 838 New York. Any callers on the line?
Just us.
All right. So one of the biggest challenges we mentioned before that we face are these horrible, horrible nursing homes. All the money being wasted. People not protected. Criteria in these programs that is serving to put people in nursing homes and not help them to stay out. All of these things have to be changed. It's not fair. People are not being treated fairly. A person should not be able to, should not be driven from their own home without help to keep them there.
Yeah.
There should be a mechanism
mm-hmm.
that comes into play. And the only mechanism I can think of is a community agency that would help, you know, raise the money and help the person stay in their own home, get them the help they need, maybe another opinion from a doctor or whatever.
You know,
has to
it's
be
really
done.
Weird. I'm thinking of ombudsman, I think I'm saying that right. What do? They should be doing this, what we're talking about, and enforcing it. They're doing squat. That's what bothers me, too.
Yeah, all they do is tell you what the regulations are.
Right.
That doesn't help anybody.
No.
We know that.
Exactly.
I had an experience with one of those ombudsmen.
Oh,
when I was trying to help this woman in Boston.
Right.
And she came to visit her. And she didn't like that I said, what are you doing to help so-and-so?
Mm.
You know? And she took offense at that. She said, you know, she said, well, I can only do so much. I said, what do you mean? I said, why don't you do a lot more?
That's right.
You know? And she didn't like that, and she couldn't get around it, so she left the room. She didn't know what to say.
Yeah, she didn't know what to say. That's why she left the room. But I would have never done that. I would have tackled it head on if I were her, you know?
They're not allowed to help.
Exactly.
They're only allowed to give certain information, you know. They're not for the residents. They're
for
keeping the nursing home on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're for, the ombudsman. They're not to help the residents get out or get an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they passed the buck. You know.
Yeah, I encountered the ombudsman 4 times. Not once.
Yeah.
4. It's a lot.
And then when you have the advocates from independent living, you know, they're limited. They're only allowed to do so much.
Yeah.
And many, many times what happened with Marlene was we tried to get her out on one of those programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they denied her. Now, you see, if we had the agencies helping her, you know, if they were allowed to come in and say, hey, we're raising the money to get her somebody to help her at home. See, I believe she would have improved at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there was no way that they were going to get her out. And part of it was her own fault, of course. But I still believe that if the law were different, she would have had more of a chance to get out of there and
get into an
apartment with the help she needed. You know, because she was in an apartment previously, you know. So the President of the United States needs to act. You know, get these agencies to help people who are in nursing home. Now, one of the biggest things, and we talked about this a couple of months ago, people in nursing homes who need service dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The agencies don't take their application. They don't help them. They're not there showing them a dog, or, you know, and talking to them and trying to get them to see if they want the dog. They're not doing that. Inner Sight would. Anybody who's out there listening in a nursing home, you want a service dog, call us. Where else can you get one? And we'll fight all the way for you. And we got a lawyer who will help, too.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. Tonight's subject, how the president should do a lot more to help those of us who are disabled to be equal.
Right.
That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. To be equal. Help us so we can live our lives without struggling to try to figure things out. That's what the president should do. And then we can go about our business like everybody else.
Today, I went out, like I told you earlier, to a drugstore to get something for a cut that I have. Anyway, as I was going, I almost fell into the dirt, like a big ditch. And I'm like, my cane went right into it, so I thought it was just a little lip. But the other side was worse, so I just, you know, it turned out they were digging. I had no clue. No clue whatsoever what I was looking at.
No warning.
Yeah.
No sound warning.
Nothing. Nothing.
No announcement.
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing. How'd you get out of that situation?
I leaned my body to the right, and it adjusted, and I pushed the wheelchair forward, and I was able to get out. But if not, I would have had to depend on the people around me, which is scary at times, because people in the middle.
Did it damage your chair?
I'm sorry?
Did it damage your chair?
A little bit, but it's already damaged to begin with, let's put it that way. I need a new wheelchair badly.
That's dangerous. You could have fallen over.
I was very close to.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, holy cow.
Well, because there's no protection.
That's right.
You know, the ADA should be amended in cases like that. If you have a construction site, you must make it known. Audio, signs that people can read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, audio announcements. They have fixtures that talk. We all know that.
Yeah.
Why isn't it being used to protect people, see?
Yeah.
Executive order, President.
Yeah.
Immediately. Immediately.
Adjust.
They're right there.
Yeah.
With construction equipment. Why don't they put it up? They put it up for everybody else.
That's right, not
us. Who can see, you know, the cones and all that crap?
Yeah.
What about us?
Right, there should be a sound on every one of those construction cones.
Damn
so
right.
People don't trip on them.
And it should be audio.
Yeah. Both.
Construction site, you know, beware, and it should be like a sensor. You're approaching an opening or a hole, you know?
Right, or a dangerous situation.
Go right,
and tell
go
you
left,
what it is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All that stuff should be there.
Yeah. They keep moving stuff around, too, in my neighborhood, because during COVID, there was not one parking spot that had a car in it. So they took advantage to put more ramps in and more, but nobody put only one accessible pedestrian signal in my area and one near where my mom's nursing home was. Those are the only two that were put in. Crazy.
Well, it all comes down to at the president's door to protect us. Nobody else can do this. Because anything that anybody else does is halfway. They can't alter anything. But
that's
the president
true.
Can. You know? I mean, he can at least try to do it. He hasn't even tried.
The best one.
He's not even trying to do it.
Yeah, I know.
Alter the ADA and all these other things that
strengthen it too.
We're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of things with the state. You know, the president is friends with many, many governors. Democratic governors, right? So all he's got to do is signal the governors and say, look, I know you're trying to get people to vote for me. We want to do a big thing in the state. We want you to insist that the guide dog schools in your state be regulated and they must be licensed. If he were to reach out to the governors in his own party and say that, I bet you any money they would do it.
Yeah, they certainly would.
Why the hell does he do it and protect us?
True. You know why? I'll tell you why. Just to get the one light on my corner that is a very dangerous corner. I call it killer corner for a very good reason, because that's exactly what it does, especially for the disabled and the visually impaired. I mean, they can't get out of the way fast enough. Look what happened with Scott. I'm just going to say his first name. I don't even know if he passed away or not. But
Oh, you don't know? I thought you said you told me he did.
I do, and a lot of people where I went today, I took a couple extra areas to stop by, and I stopped at Town Hall. They're very good friends with him. He goes, oh, we saw him 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, well, as far as I know, I was told by my aide, because she spoke with the person, that he was in a nursing home, and he wasn't doing too well, and that he passed away.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, my God. They didn't know, no. Yeah.
You don't know that.
So that's why I said, let me verify that. I'd rather go over to the house, knock on the door, I know where it is, and just say, you know, hey, how's Scott? And if they say, I'm sorry, he passed away, then I know, you know?
Well, if you find somebody who knows him, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the super over there or whatever.
Yeah, in the building that he's at.
All right, so it's a definite safety crisis in this country for the disabled. Definitely.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's getting worse, and I'm using the measuring rod, Milton. As far as I'm concerned, as far as InnerSight's concerned, you know, and I believe many of the 122,000 plus that hear us believe the same way.
Right.
We have gotten worse in the last almost 2 years now since the death of Milton, because nothing has been done about it. And that reflects the whole system.
Yeah.
It reflects the ADA.
Sure,
you know,
does.
It reflects the state law. It reflects the ASPCA who put a broom in the killer's hand. That was a penalty.
Right?
Sweep the street.
No way.
See?
Really?
You see how that whole thing comes down on the system?
Yeah, it does.
It tells you the kind of people that work at this damn school.
Yeah.
We have been set back and the President of the United States needs to do something about it.
Definitely.
He doesn't have to spend a dime to license these schools.
Should be an executive order.
Make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So hear us, Mr. President. Hear us, Mr. Trump. Protect all the people.
That's right.
Not just some of the people. You got to protect all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're left out.
We certainly are.
We're definitely left out. And the ADA must be amended. The agencies must be ordered by law to raise money to help people stay out of nursing homes and keep their own home. And the agencies each should establish a fund and let the government pay for half to make things accessible so that people can apply for a job and you don't have to wonder if you can get in or whatever, if you're in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the protection. There's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is the executive order from the chief, from the man.
Mm. Yeah. You know what they do to make it not accessible? One big thing is they say, oh, this person deals, you know, the Nassau County deals with that road and the state deals with this road and the local government deals with. What the freak? Put them all under one agency and that's it. So people can get their proper, you know,
well, you don't
accessibility.
Even have to. Just make it accessible.
Exactly.
You know?
It's unbelievable what I have to do to get.
To all those municipalities, let them each put up a little bit of money.
That's right.
That's what I say.
That's right.
It has to be done under executive chief order.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing. You know, with penalty if you don't do it.
There you go. I don't like when they also say, oh, I'll look into it. What are they looking into? Just do it.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. I want to thank all our friends and listeners. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
InnerSight.info, if you'd like to look the website up, make a donation. Help keep the show on the air. And urge the president to protect all the people by passing an executive order allowing the agencies to raise money to help the millions of us who need millions of us who need help in their own community. All right, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you.
Good night, everyone.